Secretary Reggie Newsom, in Stevens Point today, you were one of the presenters talking to everyone from local politicians to educators. What is the focus of today's meeting here?
Well, we're here to talk about how we continue to align talent and workforce development with economic development in Wisconsin, the job creators, the people that are looking to hire skilled workers, and the role that the education in UW, 2- and 4-year plays in making sure that we can continue to develop a talented workforce for our employers in Wisconsin, continue to drive prosperity and opportunity.
Sounds like a lot of work has been done with the Fast Forward program at the tech school level, but now you're looking at how to incorporate that with the UW systems, right?
Correct. We've done a lot of work partnering with our technical colleges in Wisconsin. The governor had his blueprint for prosperity, which he awarded a little over $28 million to all the tech colleges to buy down wait lists to get Wisconsinites that want to have a job into a job in the training and high demand areas. So now we're here to talk to our UW 2- and 4-years to continue to look at ways that we build the partnership and power collaboration to make sure that we can develop talent utilizing the resource that we have at the UW 2- and 4-year campuses.
Some interesting things from both you and Renee Daniels up on stage. One of the things that stood out is you have many people in IT, for example, graduating with these degrees, but half of them are doing something else like driving truck or doing another job that's not even related. What can the state do to perhaps get the people trained for these high demand jobs to stay in those fields?
Well, the one thing we can do is to be the linkage and the connection between the employers and the educational service providers to make sure that everything that someone's learning in their program, the REAP program, applies directly into the real world. And the UWs do a fantastic job here in Wisconsin of developing talent and training folks. But we want to make sure we provide that connection, make sure that we work with employers, and make sure that people that graduate with 4-year degrees in high demand areas, that we can provide those linkages over to the employers.
There's also some talk in the discussion here today about people that graduate with the proper training for these high-tech jobs, but then they migrate elsewhere. And one of your big efforts is trying to keep these people here in Wisconsin, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Wisconsinites that go to our 2- and 4-year universities tend to stay regionally, stay in Wisconsin based on the data. But we want to make sure that individuals from Iowa and Michigan and Minnesota and Illinois and Ohio that come to our fine 2- and 4-year campuses, that we can retain that talent when they graduate and make sure that we connect them to employers. So the Governor's State Workforce Board, the Council of Workforce Investment, has been looking at a list of strategies and tactics to recommend to the governor and the legislature for further consideration on additional things and additional steps that we can do to continue to make sure that we retain those individuals that come to our campuses, stay in Wisconsin, take the Wisconsin jobs, and also create jobs and other opportunities here.
Several employers are also in the audience today listening, and it seems that the employers are more of a partner with the state and the education system than they were, say, 5, 10, 20 years ago.
Oh, absolutely. Governor Walker has really asked for a strong collaboration between the Department of Workforce Development and the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation and all cabinet agencies that are in charge of economic development and talent development. So we're working very closely, a strong partnership with the Superintendent of Public Schools, Tony Evers, and all our school district superintendents and school boards, our workforce investment boards, our regional economic development corporation partners, and our technical colleges in 2- and 4-years. So this power collaboration, along working with employers and providing access for employers into that space so they can have input in how people are trained and developed, has been very important. And that's something the governor's focused on and we'll continue to focus on to make sure, again, that every Wisconsinite that wants to work has an opportunity to work, and that's what we're going to continue to focus on.
There's been quite a bit of collaboration with the tech schools, the state, and the local high schools. When you go further north, you find more of the property-rich and cash-poor schools that really have strapped budgets. What types of things can the state do to help get these programs into the smaller rural schools?
Well, a couple of things. We've awarded over almost nearly $2 million in youth apprenticeship grants to rural districts throughout the state of Wisconsin. in this part of the state, in the Marathon County, Molesny, Wausau area, we have one of the strongest partnerships in youth apprenticeship, and they get awarded a big chunk of the youth apprenticeship grant dollars, as well as through Wisconsin Fast Forward, we awarded $2.1 million to high school grants throughout the state of Wisconsin to train nearly 1,000 high school pupils in high-demand career and technical education. And again, we had a wide diversity of those grants go to rural school districts. So from Madison, we can work with school districts throughout the state to provide incentives for them to continue to develop their career and tech ed programs, help them partner with technical colleges and employers to provide opportunities for high school students. So when they graduate from high school, they can walk away with a high school diploma in one hand, credits that transfer on to post-secondary education, either the 2 or 4 year at a tech college, another hand, and some experience. So if they want to go right into the workforce, they have the opportunity and the availability and option to do that. And we're providing that resource and incentive throughout the state. And that's why the governor invested $100 million in workforce development training and talent development training in the budget, and we'll continue to do that moving forward.
Is there anything that can be done for the even smaller schools that may not have much for a STEM program or barely have a couple of science teachers that may be able to help boost their programs as well?
Well, there have been a lot of models throughout the state where we've worked with those smaller school districts and assisted them either through funding or through more collaboration and partnerships, either with the employers or the tech colleges. So for example, if a high school district wanted to offer up some type of training and didn't have the machine or the equipment, we partner up with them to help them get access either through the tech colleges or through the employers, where students can leave campus and get bused into the tech colleges or bused to the employer where they can do that training off-site. And we'll continue to do that as well.
For the employers that may not know what the state has for resources, they may have an idea or a new technology or something that, you know, they just like to get that little extra incentive or push to get it started, get it over the edge. What should they do?
Well, I would advise those employers to contact their local state legislator, assembly person, a state senator. They can get information from those offices about the options to train and develop talent and all the resources either the Department of Workforce Development offers or the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. They can always contact the State Department of Workforce Development in Madison at 608-266-1410. They can visit the website wisconsindwd.gov, so they can get that information through their local legislator at the state level, or visit a website or call Madison.